This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, America. How are you?
And now, from the studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense, the only show dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. America, class is now in session. Right here, right now. Let's welcome this week's host.
Hey, Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. Sure glad you're joining us here with Leo Honeycutt. Leo, we got a lively second hour here to go, and I guess you're getting all ready for the eclipse, which is hours away. We're on the countdown. It's about, well, I guess it's about, depending on where you're listening in this country, a little over 24 hours away. We got the eclipse coming. Are you excited?
I'm very excited. I almost was willing to drive 10 hours to go see about two and a half minutes of totality. And then I thought, you know, the best place to watch it really is going to be on television without the traffic.
I've got a daughter who lives in Hood River, Oregon. She says, Dad, it is an absolute zoo up here. Cars are bumper to bumper. You couldn't get a hotel within a 200 miles where she lives. She says, we just are hunkering down in the house. You don't want to go to the grocery store anywhere because you can't move. And she lives in the rural part of Hood River.
Wow.
So just millions of people are flocking to get a better view. I hope they get one. We're down in the deepest of the deep southern states in Louisiana, and the projections are for kind of cloudy or clouds, and I'm not sure we'll get a good view of it, but as you said, catching on the evening news, you know, there's several specials I know. NBC, CBS, CNN all have specials. You can watch it on television to get a
also just go on your iPhone to the NASA app, the NASA website. They're going to have live views of it.
Are they?
And they're
going to
have some views of it from the space shuttle, as I understand.
Oh, that'd be spectacular. Well, and there is the problem of you're looking at the eclipse 2.5 minutes. You couldn't go out right now and stare at the sun for more than just a few seconds without it really stinging you and doing some eye damage. So that is a legitimate concern.
Well, did you, as a kid, did you ever get a magnifying glass and burn some paper?
Sure did.
The sun? Well, you see, if you're looking at it with your lens focuses sharply on the retina. So if you look at the sun at all for any length of time, it can burn a hole on your retina.
Mm. Well, that's something that some people don't really take seriously. And if you can't get glasses, I don't have any. I'm still looking for anybody. Got any? go to
your welder friends.
That's right. You can go to our website at radiocommonsense.com, and my email address is my name, Jim Brown. So it's JB@JimBrownUSA.com. If you got a line on some glasses, email me because I'm still looking for some to get around here. So
just do the little cardboard box I was telling you about.
You're
it's
right.
It's not a problem.
And you can Google it, or you can YouTube. You can go on so many sites to show you how to make one very simply. It's not a big deal to do. You're very true, very true. Leo, out of the Charlottesville catastrophe, the very great tragedy that killed that young lady when the car plowed into a crowd of people, there seemed to be a resurgence of the Ku Klux Klan. You had David Duke, former Grand Dragon of the Klan, up there. They giving interviews praising President Trump. You had Klansmen that were carrying the signs that they were in the Klan. I didn't see any hoods up there at the time, but it was obvious that there were members of the Klan involved. I thought the Ku Klux Klan was a bygone. Just for some of you viewers around the country, we had this guy, Duke, who's from our home state of Louisiana, who ran for governor of Louisiana back in 1991 and carried the white vote down here, which was just stunning to a number of people. Now, he had a very controversial former ex-governor who under investigation at the time, so I think the ex-governor had a bumper sticker in his car that said, vote for the crook, it's important. Don't vote for the Ku Klux Klan. But in any event, the Klan seemed like it had died out as you came into 2000, 2005, 2010. And in this huge debate about the monuments and the statutes and the role of the South, it looks like the Klan has come back to life. I saw the Southern Policy Law Center, I think it is. It's a that had released some statistics showing locations for Klan activities, primarily in the South, and a lot of activity in Texas, Alabama, Mississippi, several locations in Louisiana, my home state, more in the northern part of the state. So according to that study, there is still active Klan membership. Are you surprised by that?
No, not really, because as a student of history, I've followed that, especially being in the South, and I've watched from the time Nathaniel Bedford Forrest started this on Christmas Day in 1865. And we have to go back and realize that KKK did not originate as something to lynch blacks. The KKK started because, I am not defending them at all, okay? But if you look back at history as to what gave it the impetus to begin, there were a lot of northern speculators that flooded into the South after the war. Lincoln had been assassinated, so everything was thrown into disarray as to how the southern states were going to be readmitted. In the meantime, in that vacuum, there's speculators out of the north flooded into the South, and under martial law, because the troops were still in place, these speculators came in and they managed to get into governmental roles. They were called Republican governments, and they ran up the taxes on a lot of the land. And knowing good, full well that because the economy had been shattered after the Civil War, that these landowners could not pay the high taxes. So therefore, what they would do is they would wait and go to the sheriff's sale. And then buy the land for 10 or 15 cents on the dollar.
And carpetbaggers, that's where the term carpetbaggers came
from. That's right, carpetbaggers and speculators and scalawags and all that. And so anyway, so there was obviously some very bad feeling, and you couldn't get any recourse in the court system. So that's why they went under the hood, so that they wouldn't get any kind of, they wouldn't be recognized when they were trying to run these people out. They couldn't get any help from the court system, so what they wound up doing was trying to intimidate these speculators to leave their town, to leave the city. And then it morphed within 2 years into something that was very ugly, and even Forrest tried to disband the KKK, and it was already out of the bag. And then by the mid-1920s, there were 5 million people in the KKK, and do you know where the biggest state of the KKK was? Indiana.
Indiana? That's interesting.
Indiana. And so they were in 1926 presidential conventions for the Democrats and the Republicans. In the Democratic Party, the KKK was a huge major force trying to get their planks into the election. And so there was a big fight at the Democratic Party that year.
Well, it all shows a continuing transcendency, a frustration on the part of certain elements of the population. John Meacham, the Pulitzer Prize-winning author, who's written so many biographies of great presidents, I heard him say this week, the fires of hate burn brightest when there is social and economic unrest. There certainly was during the post-Civil War period, and it continued right into the 20s, where you had anti-Semitism, you had anti-Catholicism, the Scopes monkey trial, where religion was kind of divided down the center. You had Charles Lindbergh. Remember, his besides being the great pilot, his also claim to fame was isolationism, or where America stands alone, don't deal with the rest of the world. And so a lot of the white population, I think you can argue, felt like that they were isolated. And that then you came into this information age we have today, where brains no longer, rather brawn is no longer as important as brains, and people don't trust the federal government. It's kind of us versus them. All of a sudden, it's the Islamic challenge and the immigrant challenge, and then Trump, no doubt, whatever you think of Trump, played into all this when he started screaming birthism and Obama's birth certificate that led into us versus them. And then, like I say, Mexicans, Islamophobia, the whole thing plays in that same mindset, doesn't it?
Well, it really does, and it just only serves to divide us, and we only do this because we now have such a mass media that you can hear what a guy thinks across the country, whether he has a valid right or not, or whether he has valid information to back it up. And you can't get everybody to buy into the facts. I mean, people just don't have the time or the energy to do the homework that's really necessary, especially going into an election. So that's the reason why you see so many acrimonious really horrible and ugly campaign pushes, because it's easy to get people to dislike somebody else.
We'll come back and talk more about it. Jim Brown, The Common Sense Show with Leo Honeycutt. Freshen your coffee. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Join the club. That's the Cajun Mike Cooking Club for only $9.95 per month. You'll learn how to cook Cajun. Just think, iconic, authentic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and red beans and rice from a real New Orleans Cajun. Cajun Mike will also reveal other secret family recipes that up until now have never been revealed to the public. As a VIP member, you'll receive a couple of authentic Cajun and Creole recipes a month, a step-by-step instruction video, access to our weekly conference calls where you can ask Cajun Mike any question or comment about the recipe. Did I also mention about our product discounts? That's only available to our VIP members. So what are you waiting for? To become a Cajun Mike Cooking Club member, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. Or call Cajun Mike at 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. 855-785-0222. Cookingwithcajun.com. Cajun, right at your doorstep.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
We get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the hand.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wally, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wally's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, here with Cleo Honeycutt. Our website is radiocommonsense.com. We've been talking about the growth of the Ku Klux Klan and some of the aftermath. Off the air, Leo, we were talking a little bit about the feeling. I listened to a national radio show last night, and I heard a number of people saying, well, Robert E. Lee and all those Southerners were traitors. They betrayed their country. And I think that if you study history, Leo, I know you're a historian, and I've taught history from this part of the country at Tulane University and at LSU, and so I know a little bit about it. But, you know, back in the 1830s and 40s and 50s, if you lived in Georgia, if you lived in Indiana, you lived in you didn't live in America. You lived in the United States of America. And under our Constitution, these states got together. All they wanted the federal government for was to have a common currency and to have international protection and trade, you know, so dealing with other countries. Outside of that, leave us alone. We're going to run our own states. So when all these folks talked about that, how treasonous so many of the Southerners were, my reaction is, well, if you have to choose, your allegiances to your state. And so it got a little complicated if you lived in Indiana, if you lived in Missouri, if you lived in a lot of these states. And then, Leo, I think you made the point, what percentage of the South owned slaves in say, 1860? What was the percentage?
Only about 11%.
And if you weren't a plantation owner, more wealthy person, you know, it was, you kind of looked down on the white trash, if you will, in many instances. You ask the question, why would somebody who was not a slaveholder, who just was a poor sharecropper on the fault of trying to make ends meet, why would you go to war against the North to help some plantation owner protect the slaves? Why would you do that, I wonder?
Well, and it was a very, very stringent caste system back there, too, because slave owners who were tended to be wealthier looked down their noses at the poor white trash who didn't have slaves. So if somebody's going to call you names, why in the world would you want to pick up a gun and go fight so that the rich man could keep his slaves? That just doesn't really fly. It doesn't make sense. Now, you may want to get off the farm and not have to work and go off with your buddies and have a good time, you think, following some general into some kind of war. But by and large, it wouldn't have taken them very long to figure out, hey, wait a minute, this ain't fun. And what's the end result? It's not going to make me any richer, and I'm certainly not going to be a slaveholder. So it really comes down to, if an invading army comes into your town and they're going to take what you have or they're going to burn what you have, now suddenly it becomes very personal.
Well, elaborate on that about the invasion, because most people say it was all the South that were treasonous. They're the ones that attacked at Fort Sumter. They were the aggressors. Was the South the sole aggressors or not?
Well, of course not. I mean, you know, the whole country had been worked up into a frenzy. Abolitionist papers had been coming out since the 1830s, and then, you know, but I've heard Shelby Foote and, God rest his soul, a number of other historians, and you know, and the point is that there are like three tests for what the Civil War is really about. One. The Emancipation Proclamation didn't come out until 1863, 2 years into the war. So you really can't say that Lincoln started the war by calling in the volunteers to go fight the war based on slavery. The second thing is that since you only had 11% ownership in the South, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense for the other 89% to really want to pick up arms and go to battle so that the rich man can keep the slaves. And then finally, the end of it is that what happened to the abolitionists after the war was over? You know, these poor slaves were ex-slaves were turned out right there next to their ex-masters, and obviously they didn't feel too good about that. So why wasn't there more rescuing of the slaves back then by the abolitionists? The abolitionists virtually disappeared after the war was over.
And didn't Lincoln say that if he could preserve the Union and without abolishing slavery, that he would do so? And this is Abraham Lincoln. When you talked about from the very beginning of the forming of the country, there was always an understanding, I thought, from history, whether you agree with it or not, that states got together as this union, but that if a state wanted to secede and wanted to leave, they could do so. That was the thought of everyone from Washington, Thomas Jefferson, the signer of the Declarations of Independence, and Lincoln. And this is considered one of his greatest feats to some, is that he felt like he had to preserve the Union. You had to keep it together. If you didn't keep it together, then the country really wouldn't survive. And that was extremely important as an adjunct to slavery. And Leah, look, slavery was wrong. It never should have taken place. It happened throughout Europe.
Absolutely.
It handled all over the world. Slavery still goes on in Africa, in Central America. I mean, it was very widespread. And it took. And by the way, I thought it was interesting that most all those other countries were able to abolish slavery
legislatively.
Yeah, without a civil war. We didn't
Britain being the one in the 1820s abolished their slavery by the Parliament.
I happened to be at the Willard Hotel right across from the White House in Washington, D.C. a couple of years ago. I was up I can't remember the business I was on. I was up there staying a couple of days. And I just happened to walk by the main ballroom. There was a conference going on, and I picked up the program, and it was a conference over why we went to war in the Civil War. And I sat in on it for a little bit. And in the conference, it became clear that a large gathering of senators, a couple of former presidents, all had gotten together there, and Lincoln was taking office, I believe, in 2 or 3 days. He was in the White House at the time, right across the street. And they asked him, would you come over and talk to us? We've got to find a way to settle this. We don't want to have a war. We've got to find a way to... And there were a number of options on the table to where the government would give some recompense to slave owners, and they would give up the right of slavery. Any kind of... Lincoln refused to talk to him. He wouldn't talk to him. So I guess my point is, this is very complicated. We all agree today, but we should be, that slavery was wrong then. It's wrong today. It never should have happened. But it was a complicated issue that just wasn't all drawing a line down the middle, I guess is the point I'm making.
Well, and remember, too, that Lincoln called over Robert E. Lee. Robert E. Lee was his first choice to lead the Union Army. Robert E. Lee is the one who agonized for that entire night before he finally said, look, I have to go the right of Virginia. Virginia is my home. It is my state. And I cannot lead a force against Virginia. And so he said, okay, well, that's fine. So then that's when he pretty much says, okay, you're out of my life. Robert E. Lee packs up from Arlington and goes down to Richmond, and they start the mechanics of war. And so when the first bodies started coming in from the first skirmishes, Bull Run, Manassas, that kind of thing, that the generals were saying, Mr. President, where are we going to put these bodies? Where do you want to bury them? He said, bury them at the feet of Robert E. Lee. And that's what began the Arlington National Cemetery.
Which was Robert E. Lee's home.
That's right.
Robert E. Lee's home. So do we abolish... I guess the point is, we thought this was just this historians talking. This is supposed to be historians talking. Something in the past, several hundred years ago, and yet it is starting to have a massive divide in our country today, and something we'll be talking about.
The girl got killed part last year.
We're going to come back and talk about the eclipse with a psychic right after this message. Jim Brown, Leo Honeycutt, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. The most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, the Cajun Contractor Michael King, host of Home Talk USA, is now available for your next speaking engagement. That's right. You can have one of the most exciting, energetic personalities on the radio today speak at your next function. If your trade organization or company needs a qualified speaker to talk about home improvement products, technologies, and services, even the current state of your industry, please give him a call today. The Cajun Contractor Michael King is a qualified, license-tested contractor with an extensive knowledge of home improvement construction and repairs, and is regarded by his peers as one of the top experts in his field and the home improvement industry in general. His keen sense of humor and entertaining delivery will really make your next function one to remember. Call the Cajun Contractor Michael King today at 985-641-3730. That's 985-641-3730. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. C'est le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Leah was a renowned international author who's a huge bestseller.
Just Leah, call me James Bond.
Okay. I saw, by the way, who's the actor that's coming back to be James Bond again? What's his name?
Roger Moore.
What?
I know it's not Roger Moore.
I know. Yeah. I can't reach the blank. Anyway, the 25th Bond movie will be coming out in 2018. I like the old Bond movies to where there wasn't all of the electronics, and they weren't all the gizmos.
Explosions.
I love Roger Moore and, of course, Sean Connery. But there was a hot car they'd drive, but that was about it. You know, there was nothing, no fancy stuff. The gizmos, there's a little bit of maybe gizmo in the car, but now, my gosh, the electronics and the explosions and, you know, just...
I remember reading an interview with Sean Connery one time, and he said, you know, when they first pitched the show to me, he said, I thought how campy this thing could be, and he said, we're going to turn it into a joke.
and
he sort of did.
made a lot of money out of it, though, and established a heck of a career as James Bond. And then what, Roger Moore? And who? Well, the first, there's some guy.
Timothy Dalton was in there. And,
yeah, Dalton was the first Bond, and he didn't amount to too much.
Afterwards. And matter of fact, it's crazy because Ian Fleming, when he was writing the books about 007, you know who he actually wanted to play the part, who he had envisioned as 007?
Who's that?
Was oh God! I hate it when I do
now. You
this.
Got us right on
now.
The
I
edges,
got you right on the edge,
right
the edge
who
of
is
our
it? Who
seats.
Is it? by the way, if you a mystery, you like mysteries and that kind of thing. Ian Fleming wrote his novels weren't very long, 100 pages, 125 pages. So it's a good, easy read, quite frankly, when you read this over. But I've always been a Bond fan. I've seen every one of the Bond movies. The Bond girls are classics. I saw some article.
Cary Grant, that's who it was.
Oh, Cary Grant.
He saw Cary Grant, and by the time they got to the point to where they could start making the films, Grant was too old.
That's right. Edmund Tubb, I never saw Grant. Grant was always the debonair, you know. I loved the cut of his suits and his shirts. He was just impeccably dressed and a classic actor, great actor. I if you go to the Turner Movie Channel, you can get a Cary Grant movie on once or twice a week. We got Vincent? Oh, well, listen, hey, we're going to jump in from Cary Grant and James Bond to the big day tomorrow where we got the eclipse coming in all over America, a unique American event, and we talked about it earlier on the show, and I hope you're going to watch it and use some common sense in how you watch it with any damage to your eyes. But a lot of people have asked, well, what does an eclipse mean? Is there any symbolic meaning in the eclipse? And we had Vincent Jenna on our phone, or rather on our show here, a few weeks ago. He's a world-renowned psychic medium, healer, and spiritual teacher. He lives in Raleigh, North Carolina, and the eclipse is coming right over you there, Vincent, isn't it? Glad to have you on the show. Aren't you going to see the eclipse right up?
Yes, I am going to be able to see the eclipse. It's actually about 94% to 96% in the Raleigh area, but it's having 100% of an effect on the electronics and everything else leading up to it right now. I can tell you that.
Well, that's what we wanted to tell our listeners about a little bit, about what they could, where they could see it and how they do it. But give us a little bit of your insight, because it's more than just, you know, it's not like it's raining outside or it's something that is special due to the weather. There's a lot into an eclipse. Some people think that it's a sign of angry or quarreling gods in history and bad omens for rulers. And what do you know about the history of the eclipse? And as someone who's dealt as a psychic and the psychic medium, you've probably got a pretty good insight into any special meaning that comes when you see an eclipse.
Absolutely. And here is the funny thing about that, is since the beginning of time, we're a superstitious and fearful being, okay? So every time there was something that occurred that was natural, whether it be a storm, whether it was a fire, we developed a fear of it, right? Which is one of the reasons why we created a god out of it, so that we can worship it and praise it and hope that it didn't hurt us. That's the whole reason why religion started to begin with, is fear of the gods, okay? So that fear stayed with us, and now all of a sudden you've got this sun up in the sky, the sun gave us warmth, it was growing things, it seemed to be very important, it gave us light. And then all of a sudden, one day, it disappears.
In the middle of the day.
Freaked out. Well, thank God I wasn't there back then. I don't remember exactly. It may have been one of my past lives. I don't know. Let me tell you. But they freaked out. The Chinese thought that a dragon came along and swallowed it up. The word eclipse actually means to abandon. And so it already got a derogatory name and a meaning. So here is the thing about that I find really interesting, Jim. It's like we hold these superstitions and we don't even realize we're the ones creating the bad negative instances and occurrences. Like the whole thing with Friday the 13th. The number 13 was a very special spiritual number. But all of a sudden it was being used in witchcraft, and then it was being used in curses. Now people started thinking the number 13 was bad. So every time 13 came up, they were so afraid of it, they created their own circumstances and said, see, 13 is unlucky. They did the same thing with the solar eclipse. But it's planetary, and it has to do with astrology and astronomy. The planets affect us emotionally and on and our energy. And this
You talked about some of the concerns in history, but
yes.
are there good things? Tell us, as a psychic, are there good things that happened because of the eclipse? Does the eclipse give us symbolism or sense of more productive power? I mean, in Italy, for example, I'm told that flowers are supposed to, when they're planted during a solar eclipse, are said to be brighter and more colorful than flowers planted other times of year. What are some of the good things?
Well, here's the thing about that, which is great, is as long as we have a positive attitude about anything, that will get intensified by the solar eclipse. Okay, we plant flowers. We absolutely love flowers. Our energy affects the flowers, and the solar eclipse is going to affect it in a positive way. It's only humans that made the energy into something negative, when in effect, it really does have a positive effect over the entire universe, over the Earth as well. And so we can have that affect us in a positive way if we hold positive attitudes about it. I told everybody, just like it's a birthday, your birthday, make the greatest wish you can about your life, a dream, a passion that you have during the solar eclipse, and offer it up to the solar eclipse, and it will have the same effect on your dream, your passion, your desire, as it does the flowers, the earth, the ground, and makes it more vivid because it intensifies it. So you can intensify the positive or you can intensify the negative. You can choose.
I agree. I like that. Make a special wish. Leo, you got a special wish you're going to make during the eclipse?
Let's see. What was that thing that Jimmy Stewart used to say in It's a Wonderful Life? I wish for $1 million. Remember we used to do that?
Yeah,
let's just see if that happens.
Well, you know, by the way, Vincent, the Powerball lottery is now $525 million. I'll bet that would be the basis of some pretty good wishes, don't you think?
Oh, I think a lot of people are going to be wishing for that abundance. Let me tell you, I'm buying tickets tonight for sure.
Hey, Vincent, Vincent, give us your website where people can get a hold of you better.
VincentGenna.com, and again, I also do private readings in person or all over the world by phone. They can contact me that way, make an appointment with me, write to me. I would love to be able to talk to anybody.
And we've got that website up on my website at RadioCommonSense.com. Hey, enjoy the eclipse, Vincent. Take care. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Absolutely. You guys, too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. What a guy. He's a psychic, and we'll come back to talk more right after this message.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
I want to make the pitch one more time. If you leave in the Deep South, I don't know if I can get something overnight in time through FedEx, but if you know where I can get some glasses to watch the eclipse, I sure wish you'd let us know. Go to RadioCommonSense.com. You'll see our contact information. I need some glasses, Leo. I don't know what I'm going to do.
What a shameless pitch. I'm going to go out and get you 14 different sets of sunglasses, take them together, and say, here.
They
can use that.
One on top of each other. That's right. So, well, I hope you get a chance to watch it wherever you are. And if not, you can't, don't have the glasses, you can watch it on the evening news.
But here's an interesting story about eclipses. This is a true story. On the fourth voyage of Christopher Columbus to the New World, on his fourth voyage, he was shipwrecked in Jamaica by a hurricane. Hit a hurricane, shipwrecked. Well, the local natives took him in, almost all the sailors survived, and they took him in and started feeding them and keeping them until there might be some off chance that some ship from Europe would come back through and pick him up. But, of course, you know, that didn't happen anytime soon. And so the chief started getting a little bit antsy and saying, look, Chris, you guys are nice, but you're eating us out of house and home. Our provisions are running low here. We don't have enough to feed y'all, so y'all need to go do something else. Build a boat and get out of here, whatever. Well, Columbus was really in a quandary because there was no way to get off the island. But he remembered a German astronomer had talked about there was going to be a lunar eclipse on March 1st, 1504. And this was in late February. And so he said, let's have a meeting in about 4 days. At sunset. And so he got all the chiefs together at sunset, and sure enough, there's the moon, and suddenly, and Christopher Columbus points at it, and he goes, we can control the world. And so the shadow of the Earth goes across the moon for this lunar eclipse.
And it freaked them.
It freaked
scared them.
It did. And the so from then on, the chieftain says, anything you want.
And I don't remember my history. What happened to Columbus? Where did Columbus actually die? Did he make it off the island? Whatever happened?
That's a sad story that we really don't talk much about in world history. And one is that when he went back, Isabella and Ferdinand had put up the money for him to sail due east. Nobody else wanted to do that because they said you're going to fall off the edge of the world.
Right, because the world would square.
And he said,
right?
And he said, we are not square, we're round, and it's not but about 3,000 miles over to Japan to the far east. Well, he was way off on that. But anyway, so he sails due west, and so he winds up going to what's now the New World. And he comes back, and all these things that they had guaranteed him, he was going to be the viceroy of all the open seas. He was going to get like 20% of all the trade that would come out of all this. And Isabella and Ferdinand said, we didn't really think you were coming back. So they reneged on their promises.
Oh, Jay.
But he went back four times, and then they wound up in court. Through his death, he died, and his son, Bartholomew, took on the fight. And he fought the crown for another 20-something years, and finally they said, okay, all right, here's a money payout. They paid him off.
They
just bought him off.
Well, fascinating history. History is so fascinating, and we're living through such interesting times now that are concerning a number of us, but you can go back. Hopefully you learn something from history. I hope we're going to learn something, because the confrontation, the us versus them mentality, and that, we look around the world. We've never had a time in almost my lifetime since Vietnam where we've had such unsettling times throughout the rest of the world. The Middle East is so unpredictable. You have a lot of great concerns over what's going on in the Far East. Now we've got North Korea rattling sabers, saying they've got nuclear weapons to aim at the United States.
Kim Jong-un is on something. You can look at his eyes and look at the stupid way he smiles at the camera. You can tell he's on something.
Well, the point I'm making is that if ever a time where we needed to be united, as we were after World War II and during so many key times in our history, it ought to be now, because there's a lot of dangers out there. The world's a pretty screwed up place right now. And yet now we're building massive dissension at home. And I guess I should have asked the psychic that question, Vincent, that question.
No, he should have known you were going to ask it.
Well, he should have known, yeah. I know what you're thinking, Jim. I know what you're thinking. But if we're having all this dissension at home, our terrible confrontations over what's going on off the border, we can defend the 48th parallel and have 40,000 troops along the borders from North and South Korea and get some stability there, but we can't control our own borders. We've got all these internal problems, Leo, that concern a lot of us. And you talked before about these massive problems in rural America with the opioid crisis going on.
The meth drugs. Labs.
Yeah, and that used to be a ghetto problem.
Mm-hmm.
The drugs you deal them in the cities, in the ghetto, that's where the drugs took place. Now it's small towns in West Virginia and out west and have huge drug problems going on. So, parenting today seems like they've been replaced by Ritalin and video games. You turn that over to the kids, you don't get the parenting problem. We have all these internal problems. We're supposed to be in progress. It's supposed to be better. It ain't, though, is it?
Well, I would say that it's not. I mean, we've gone through all kinds of turmoil in trying to maintain and hold what we call the United States together. Because this is, let's face it, the American experiment has always been and always will be. But, I mean, the British tried to come back in after 1776. They came in 1812 and tried to destroy us. We tried to destroy ourselves in 1861. And then, of course, we come along with the Spanish-American War at the end of the 19th century. Then we go into World War I. We wanted to stay out of, but we couldn't. Then we get into World War II. What I'm saying is that there's always, come to think about it, there was a guy 2,000 years ago said this. Christ said there's wars and rumors of wars. There will always be this. So it's really not the outside war that we're fighting. It's the inside war that we're fighting. It's a war for souls. It's a war for whether or not it's right or it's wrong, and you have to educate yourself unless you just want to have an opinion you hold strongly to.
Well,
then you don't want to let go, but you may die with that opinion.
And, of course, that's a very troubling concern to a number of Christians. Our show is on in most locations on Sunday mornings, early Sunday afternoon, and church attendance has dropped off dramatically. You can find priests to fill a number of parishes in the Catholic Church. A number of religious denominations are struggling to find priests to keep membership up. And, you felt like that Christ, back during his time several thousand years ago, was a demarcation line where the message was there, not influencing that many people initially, but growing into this massive religion. And the 20th and the 21st century should be then a growing plus, where church membership is growing and where we're coming together to work out problems and have peaceful solutions. And more people have been killed in the last 100 years than the entire history of the world. So that's got to concern theologians and those within the Christian community as to are we just in a bump in the road, and history will show that this is a downtime.
But we'd like for it to be a bump in the road, but the reality is that most people don't want to be held accountable, as long as their religion itself is based on accountability. And people who are successful in life hold themselves to a high standard. People who are not successful in life don't have any standards at all. And they just sort of float with it. They just sort of drift with it. And they fight rush hour traffic and wonder why. But the other part to this, too, is that this is just a general cycle of civilization in general. The Egyptians went this way, the Persians went this way, the Babylonians went this way, the Greeks went this way, the Romans went this way. They get to a level of prominence, get to a level of affluence, and that's the subsequent generations who are raised in the affluence, can't really deal with life, and they can't really build. They forget how to build. They forget how to hold themselves accountable. It's whatever goes, anything goes, and so they crumble from within. And we might be in that cycle right now.
Well, the deterioration of our democratic way of life, I hope not. I hope not. And, right now, Trump's approach to government has been so controversial, and yet if you had to name right now who are the great future leaders in the Democratic Party and in the Republican Party, you had a hard time finding anybody, It's just
it would be hard.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So
it would be hard. But then again, a lot of people are afraid of being shot in the shorts by their own parties nowadays. There's so much acrimony within the parties.
No doubt about it. Leo, we're out of time, and I'll tell you, Isaiah's our producer up in Minneapolis. Isaiah, call your boss and tell him we need 3 more hours. Leo and I are on a roll right now. We got so many things to comment and talk about. We're so interesting.
Isaiah, don't.
Hey, you folks have a great weekend. Hope you're not getting too hot wherever you are. And that eclipse is going to be spectacular. We'll talk about it next week. I sure hope you get a good view of it. I hope you and I, Leo, get a good view of it.
I hope you don't have, you're not in a solar-powered house.
RadioCommonSense.com. See you next week, same time, same station. Take care.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. What's for dinner tonight? Tired of cooking the same old meals? Can I offer a suggestion?
Right,
what about Cajun? That's right, Cajun. But wait, I know what you're thinking. Never tried it. Don't know how. Don't have all the ingredients. Well, I got some good news for you. Cajun Mike, host of Cooking with Cajun, has put together a step-by-step instructional video, along with the recipes on how to cook these iconic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and over 150 Cajun and Creole recipes. And it's now available to you. Just think, you can now cook the same dishes that are served in some of the finest restaurants in New Orleans. And listen to this. He will also deliver all the ingredients right to your doorstep. So what are you waiting for? To order your personalized instructional video along with the recipes, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. To order your home delivery, call 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. Yahee! And bon appetit!
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.